Hello everyone, welcome to GG and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi. It's the annual fun of the Sahara Sand Invasion. It comes over across the Atlantic from the Sahara Desert, which is directly across from our peninsula. We deal with it every year, and it does make my already awful allergies awfuler. But you deal with it, and it has benefits. It does help a bit manage hurricane tropical storm activity over the ocean. But still, the sky looks muddy. For days on end. But you just have to deal with it. It's nature. What are you going to do? All right. I will have some travel related podcast coming up on my other podcast, Travel Bistro. But I want to tell you about a cinnamon roll that I had recently, very, very recently, in Freeport, Maine. Now, Freeport, Maine is a dream to many people because it is the home base, it's the headquarters of the L.L. Bean Company. I'm sorry, it just is not my thing. I have had an L.L. Bean coat. I actually bought it at a thrift store and I donated it back. I needed it for a trip. I needed an all-weather warm coat. This was about 6 months ago or so, and I donated it right back. But for many people, this is like sports world nirvana. It's fishing, hunting, all sorts of athletic gear, all sorts of everything. And it is the most massive store I have ever seen in my life. I truly did not know how to get out of there. I was glad Gary did because it went on forever. Many people were very interested in going to the L.L. Bean store. I'm glad we did. I'm glad we saw it, experienced the actual store. But that was not what Freeport, Maine was about for me. Our Gary, for that, I mean, he loves to fish, and so he did look at some fishing stuff. But the thing was, we found a bakery, and it's literally called the Bake Shop. The Bake Shop. I can take or leave cinnamon rolls. I like them warmed. It's a lot of dough, so I can, I like them. I do. But in this particular instance in Freeport, Maine, at the bake shop, we just popped in. We were sort of killing time, just enjoying this township. It's very quaint, very Main Street-ish, Main Street USA kind of thing. We were actually on a ship, speaking of USA. If you want to see the US via, in this case, we were on the ocean side. But you can also do river cruising with American Cruise Line, ACL American Cruise Line, and they do a wonderful job. I'll talk more about that later. But we were popping into this township and sat down. I bought a gift at a British store that was right next door, and it was so cool. It was this very, very cool store. Everything British. It was awesome. And right next door was this bake shop. And so we got the cinnamon roll. We got one. It was huge. And so we got one to half it. And we sat outside. It was actually pretty chilly on this trip for June and into July. But we sat outside because it was a gorgeous day. And I took one bite of this roll and it just melted in my mouth. Have you ever just like been so surprised by a food sensation that you just were speechless? It was so good. Well, that was me. It was so good. And I was sorry that we didn't get more, but they quickly ran out. So speaks volumes. But do come back though to Travel Bistro in a few days when I have time to get that podcast out about the New England part of the New England a cruise we took on American Cruise Line on the ship American Constitution. did something fun yesterday. Things, these are the mundane things of regular life. You go, you travel, you live a whole different life for a while. And then you come home and things are to be done. We've had a lot going on around our place in the last 11 weeks, actually. But mundane as mundane can be is having to recycle paint. You should recycle. You really should. I'm very anti-plastic in the oceans. Who isn't? Taking care of the planet. It matters. But we had paint cans that with little bits of paint in it that we needed to recycle. And I just want to say here in Palm Beach County, they have the best recycling center. And I thought when we got there, how fortunate we are to have it. And I'm sure other cities do as well. But it's, and I took photos of how, on the one hand, very mundane this is, but on the other hand, what a nice facility it was. So, you know, you go and you go to places like Freeport and all sorts of places. But then you come home and you have things to do that are not oh so glamorous, but you're glad. Another thing that happened that I want to talk about on this particular podcast instead of Travel Bistro, because it was so different and so unique, really. One of the stops on this cruise with American Cruise Line was we were doing Maine and Massachusetts, and so this was Martha's Vineyard and the towns, little townships of Martha that comprised Martha's Vineyard. And one of the places that where we were actually docked right across the street was a little, well, it wasn't little, it was pretty big, yellow building, house. It looked like a house. One of the servers on the Constitution and I were chatting, and she said, you should go across the street to that antique store, because she said, I bought a diamond and pearl, opal, ring. And so anyway, we did. We went across. I didn't think Gary would go. He did. And it was so much fun because we met the owner named, get ready for this, Rawls, R-A-W-L-S, Tiffany. And we bought these beautiful martini glasses. Well, you could use them for ice cream, really, or any other kind of food or beverage you want to put in them. But they're uranium glass. And we already have a uranium glass collection. And they are being shipped to us. We're tracking them. They're still not on the way. They're sitting at the post office. And he warned me about shipping from that part of Martha's Vineyard that this could happen. So I'm waiting for this uranium glass. But I also bought the coolest purse. It's kind of a unique handbag that has unique design things to it. I can't even describe it. But anyway, got those things. It was really cool. But the best part about all of it, I'm very anxious to add these glasses to our collection, but the best part was meeting Rawls. He was such an interesting guy. And the funny thing about it, how we really kind of, Gary and I and Rawls really were chatting it up. There were only two other people in the store while we were there. It's massive. He has everything there. And if I lived there locally, I would buy so much stuff from this guy because he has everything. He has jewelry. I mean, it's just a wonderful store, actually. But the reason that kind of started talking to him, really, was I had looked at the bag that I bought, and it was just kind of hanging there by the door right as we came in. And I picked it up. I said, you know, how much is this? No, they never put prices on things in these kind of shops. Never. And I have a lot of experience. And he quoted me a price. And it was fair, really. It was. But it was more than I wanted to spend. And so I hung it back up. And then I went on and I looked all through and around and wandering around. And then the other two people and Gary were chatting, and I wandered back toward the front. And he said he was sitting at a big desk in the room where the uranium glass was. And he said, "So you didn't like the price of the handbag?" I said, it was a little bit high for what I wanted to spend." And so he said, "Well, what would you spend?" And I told him, and he said, "Deal." And that just led one thing to another. His shop, if you want to look him up, I don't know what kind of presence he has, if any, online, but it's, his name is Rawls, R-A-W-L-S, Tiffany, as in the store, M-V Treasures, Martha's Vineyard, M-V Treasures. So you want to look him up and see more. I want to talk about that 11-year-old girl in the Philippines who wrapped her feet in bandages. This was an intra-school competition, and she won 3 gold awards. And she and 2 other girls, you know, the kind of bandage that you use, it's not like a bandage you would put on a scrape. It's the kind you would wrap kind of for a sprain. It stretches. It's a cream color. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyway, she made her own shoes, wrapping the kind of an ace bandage around her foot, leaving the toes. She wrapped bandages around each individual toe. And she went on, this 11-year-old girl who from the Philippines, who apparently really didn't care what anybody thought. She was there to run, and she won these 3 gold medals. Her name is Rhea, R-H-E-A, Bullos, B-U-L-L-O-S, 11 years old. Her story, of course, has gone viral, and many people have now reached out to her and the other 2 young girls. That her name is foremost because she won these 3 gold medals. But 3 of them did this. They were possibly, you know, who knows, but it appears they did not have money for the proper kind of running shoes. They were there to run, and they did. And it impressed me because the world is so caught up in what people think and appearance, and instead of devotion to what it is you want to do and not really caring, especially at 11. 11 is that age where you become aware more, and it's a shame, really, but in this case, Rhea knew what she wanted to do, and she did it, and I would expect her to continue to do that, but she now has, and oh, the best part, or at least a really good part of it, was she drew her own Nike swoosh, the swoosh, on the bandage to do it on. I love stories like that because nothing was handed to her. She worked for something she wanted to do and did it. She trained hard to do that. She didn't just, "Oh, I think I'll run." She worked hard for the competition because it meant something to her. If you want to look her up, it's all over the internet. Makeshift shoes. Philippines, runner, gold medal, any of the search words. Rhea, R-H-E-A-B-U-L-L-O-S is her name. I look forward, and what a cutie too. It's secondary, way secondary. She's just as cute as can be with the sweetest smile. And things like that are so meaningful, I think, in this world of I've got to have the best of everything, every moment of every day. Working hard and going for something in your own unique way is what she did. I wonder how she will run with shoes. I think that'll be interesting to see. Halloween's here. Halloween is here. Went to At Home the other day, and Halloween goods are everywhere. It's July. What should we be looking at in July? I don't know. Summer stuff? Back to school stuff is everywhere. We're weeks away from school starting in August. It needs to start after Labor Day, like in the good old days of my time. But it won't. It will start in these states like Florida, where it is way too hot. It's way too hot for kids to play outside. It's way too hot to play football or any other outdoor sport. It's just hot. But they didn't ask me, and they won't. Things are kind of crazy in the world right now. I think the most important thing is to understand, to be in the present, to make the most of every moment of every day, and like this little Rhea, not really care, focusing on our own whatever it is, goal, dream, whatever you want to call it. Just focus on that and be very, very present, 100% every day, right in the right now. Thank you so much for being with me. I hope you will visit our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Stay with me here because I'm going to tell you where you can find out more about our trip. Gary is writing in, and it is being posted by the publications, Splash Magazine Worldwide, and All Things Cruise. G-E-R-R-Y, spelled like Jerry, pronounced Gary. That's where you will find more about what we're doing. These podcasts always rest on NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Visit our YouTube channel. There's a video, by the way, on there of my lobster being prepared, shall we say, by a server on American Constitution. It's getting some views, so go watch that, NorthPalmBeachLife.com on YouTube. These podcasts also rest on 20 platforms, YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, and 20 other, really, they're out there everywhere. So I hope you will take the time to find me throughout and not just wait for me to post a new one. Subscribe to them. Who would want to miss this greatness, right? Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Don't forget to come back to Where I Podcast on Travel Bistro in a few days when I will have more information about our trip if you want to know. Even if you don't travel, just go with me vicariously in the New England area townships. I'm going to take you there. So look for it in a few days, Travel Bistro. Thanks so much. I'm Pam Barker. Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.